I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on Earth Day and the small but important things we can do to help Mother Earth. Picking up litter while walking or jogging is a trend that began in Sweden and is catching on worldwide. It's known as plogging. Liz Reimel and family have been plogging for years, and they say that it's rewarding to clean up the environment while getting some exercise. Is that true, Liz?
That certainly is a factor, for sure.
Now, you didn't realize you were a plogger, did you?
I don't even know what that word means, but I'm up, you know, up for learning new things every day.
Okay, well, it is a Swedish word. It's a combination of plocka, which means to pick up, and jogga means to jog. Now, do you...
I don't jog when I'm picking up garbage.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you walk or jog? You can walk too, you know.
We walk, we ride, we fall a lot, and, you know, all the things that you're doing while you're climbing around in the ditch.
Right. So how did you start this? When was this?
I was asking some of our neighbors, because this is not a Liz and Steve Reimel thing, it's a neighborhood thing, and I was talking with some of them. We're trying to remember when we started, and
we don't need dates.
To be honest, we can't remember, but we figure it's about 25 years ago.
Wow.
20 to 25 years ago, yeah.
Incredible.
Long time. Yeah.
And you do this every year?
We missed a few over the years, like I don't know that we did it all through the pandemic, but mostly yes.
Yeah.
Mostly, yes.
So why do you do it?
well, I think initially, you know, we'd be out for a walk and we would see, it was just depressing to see all the stuff, all the accumulation from over the years. And it must have been close to Earth Day, and it wasn't a giant leap to think, well, why don't we do a neighborhood cleanup? And that's kind of how it got started.
So, and it is really shocking, isn't it, to see some of the
things. In the beginning, it was outrageous what we pulled out of those ditches.
Okay, so what kinds of things did you find?
I think it's more what didn't we find.
No kidding.
Unfortunately, nothing that could ever be used or recycled. I mean, we could take things away to be plastics and glass and stuff could be recycled, but to take it back to your home and use it was not, definitely not an option. We've found over the years like tires and couches and refrigerators and TVs.
Gosh, all those big things in ditches.
People just back up the ditch and just knock it off the back of their truck.
Okay, so why are they doing this, do you think, Liz? What's going on there?
It's hard to know the answer to that question. Maybe they, at the time, they didn't want to pay tipping fees at the dump, or they just didn't want to drive all the way up there.
Okay.
This would be the first rural road that you would come to off the main ones if you're in a certain area. So, and there at that time, there wasn't a lot of houses along there, so that's important if you're going to dump off the back of your truck.
Because somebody might see you, right?
Yeah, someone might see you.
Right. So you think the tipping fees, that's a deterrent, I would think. I mean, people are, you know, putting these things in on their truck, and they're spending gas to get to the recycle center or the reuse center, you know, and then they have to pay again when they get there. Maybe, I don't know, $20,
$30 for a couch
or something. I don't know what it is. But, you know, so basically people are punished for cleaning up their yard and taking it to the reuse center.
Possibly, but whenever we did a big neighborhood cleanup, and I would contact the township dump people and say, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
We're going to be coming. And in the early days, we would have, like the first 1 or 2 years, we'd have like 2 half-ton trucks full.
Oh my gosh.
A bunch of bags in the back of a trailer attached to a four-wheeler. Like, we had a lot of stuff. And I would just let them know we're coming, and they were great about that. They never charged us.
Oh, good, because you were being rewarded for actually cleaning up somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So, do you wear special clothing, or what do you wear? What do you do when you're out there?
Oh, we visit a lot. That's, you were asking me why we do this. There's a whole bunch of different facets of that, but one of them is the socialization. We have great neighbors, great neighborhood, and it's something we like to do, like, together. And then we usually have like a barbecue or something afterwards,
nice.
And just have a visit. But in terms of what we wear, it's usually just gloves and rubber boots, no hard hats or anything.
Okay.
But it wouldn't probably hurt if we had some vests that have the big, you know, the orange vest,
right,
so that we have high visibility, but we have never done that. We just, you know.
And of course, you definitely need gloves because you never know what you're going to find, right?
Yes, yes. So beer cans and bottles are and cigarette packages and McDonald's, Tim Hortons and Wendy's garbage is pretty, that's an annual thing. The overall litter volume has decreased since the beginning days.
Has it?
It has, yeah. And it's really interesting to watch the, Steve calls it litter literacy. You can tell a lot by what's happening and who's
interesting,
who's buying, who's the person that's, you know, shopping here or shopping there.
Do you ever find anything in a garbage bag or anything that indicates who might have thrown it in there?
Just
once. Without giving any names, yeah, of course.
there was one time that someone, another thing people like to do is they pull up in their car and they'll dump their ashtray out.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, right on the
middle
of the road.
Sort of do like a little inside car clean. And so one time somebody did that and there was, in their little pile of garbage, there was a pay stub with a name and an address. So I wrote to them and told them that there were these centers called township dumps that accept this stuff and that they didn't need to put it at the end of our driveway. But no, there's often times when there's a garbage bag in the ditch and you're like, you're afraid to open it because mm-hmm. you just don't really kind of know what might be in there. But we have found animal parts, but never anything more sinister than that.
Right, right. So when we think of the benefits then of plogging, which is picking up garbage, picking up trash as you walk along or jog. What are some of the things then that come to mind, you know, the benefits of such an activity?
So the benefits for the neighborhood is just that it looks a lot nicer. For us, the people participating, I think it perpetuates the stewardship that you develop and it kind of makes you feel like you really appreciate where you live and the beauty of where we live and we respect our area. So I feel like it's a kind of a respect for the land that what we're doing. And we often hope when people drive by and honk, we often think, please go home to your neighborhood and do this.
Right, right.
So,
and isn't it a great example, too, for children?
Yeah.
Like if you bring the family along and the kids.
Yeah. The only thing about that is you have to be careful. I've thought about bringing our granddaughter because I think it'd be a great thing for her to see. But there's a lot of broken glass and things like
right.
that and in the ditches especially. So you just have to be careful.
Right.
No one gets hurt.
And, you know, the little animals get in there and they could get hurt too or poisoned or into a tin can or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're polluting the waterways. We're polluting, you know, we're endangering
yeah.
animals too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to think about there, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, and we can't obviously have much impact on the globe, but we can certainly sort of be stewards for our neighborhood.
Right.
And I think that feels good for people.
And a great, as you say, a great social time as well to get the neighbors together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking over my notes there. Yeah, so
anything more to
just
add,
that,
Liz?
That it's just over the years, it's leveled right off now. So it's mostly just like fast food restaurant garbage and not so many cigarette containers or
Isn't
packages.
Isn't that interesting? So you can just see the way the trends are going
yeah,
then, eh?
Yeah, we've noticed that.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's interesting.
Well, Liz, this is interesting, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you
so much.
Well, I'm just one of many people who are interested in
well,
doing
this. Well, it's catching
so.
On, eh? And you're sending a good example. So
yeah,
let's hope this extends to other neighborhoods, and it's fantastic. And a great way to spend Earth Day as well.
Mm-hmm. We don't always do it right on Earth Day, but it's always in honor of Earth Day. And
right,
yeah,
right.
We just try and do it when everybody's available.
A great act of volunteerism as well.
Yeah.
And April is Volunteer Month. So
right.
And
right
the 22nd is Earth Day. So thank you very much and happy plogging.
Thank you, Linda. I'll go home and be sure to inform everybody about the plogging thing that we're doing, because okay. I don't think we'll all of us will know about that one.
Okay, Liz. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming
thanks
in today.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.